Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Panorama Seniors, Josie Argenbright, Cordell Guffian, Alexandria McCullough, Taylor Rabicus, and Jalen Waddle, and co-directors Deb Argenbright and Chris Helm about their fall musical, Beauty and the Beast, taking place November 2nd through the 4th. For those who might not be aware of Beauty and the Beast, if someone would want to give a sort of brief synopsis of what goes on.
So Beauty and the Beast is a story about a girl named Belle, and she is a little different from everyone else in her village, and they kind of criticize her for this.
And on the other side, there is also the Beast, who used to be a prince, but he was cursed by a maiden, and because she was trying to teach him the lesson, you can't judge a book by its cover. And so before, like, the last rose petal falls off the rose that she gave him, which was cursed, or before his 21st birthday, he must find love to transform him back into a human.
Okay, and so why did Panorama decide to choose Beauty and the Beast for this year's musical production?
Well, the seniors this year, last year, said, hey, let's do another musical in a row. Mm-hmm. So that was part of it.
Yeah, that was part of it.
How often does Panorama traditionally do a musical?
Well, for a little while, we were trying to go every other year with a play and a musical, but everybody seems to like the musicals better. And Mr. Helm and I, and actually Mrs. Guffian too, but she doesn't typically help with the play as much, but Mr. Helm and I do that and speech, so we don't have time in our schedules for both a fall and a spring event because we're all pretty busy all the way through. So we decided to do a musical again this year. Last year we did Into the Woods Junior. The junior format works pretty well for our high school because we don't have to worry about instrumentation. We don't have to worry about having an orchestra pit. It comes with the tracks already done. We have a nice band program, but a lot of the kids who are interested in being in the play are in band. So it makes it really difficult to get an orchestra worked up. So it works well with the junior versions that are a little shorter, but more importantly, has the music provided for you. That's why. And so we looked at the junior, what they have of the junior versions, and this was one that stuck out. And a lot of times, I mean, feel free to jump in here, Chris, too, but a lot of times, you know, we can kind of, I don't know, when I'm looking at different ones and going through the list, I can think, oh, this person would be really good at this because I know who we have who are interested in doing it. And so if I get those feelings, then we narrow it down that way is kind of how I think of it.
And I've seen stage productions of Beauty and the Beast a couple of times, and with that, they add songs that weren't in the movie. Does this version include much of those songs, too?
Yeah, we have most of, like, the songs from the movie, and then there's also, like, the song Human Again, which features, like, all the castle cast members, and they're, like, singing about, like, when the spell's broken, who they're going to be again.
Beauty and the Beast is a very special sort of production, I would say, in the fact that you're playing anthropomorphic objects for Babette and for Cogsworth and even Beast. How is the costuming and the sort of technical aspect of this production going?
Oh, it's very fun. We have to act as our characters while being a prop at the same time, so it's very difficult, but
Mindy Fear has been also helping with costumes, and she's helping with, like, all the castle people, their costumes. I think, are we getting them today?
Yeah, she's coming anytime.
All right. But yeah, so, like, she's drawn out some ideas for some of us, and they look really cool and look really promising. So that'll help bring some life to it as well.
What is your favorite aspect of Beauty and the Beast, what you're most excited about?
I'm just excited to, like, play out the characters with everybody, like, just being a feather duster, Taylor being a clock. You know, I think it's just kind of fun.
Yeah, I agree with Lexi. I think it's really fun. And I always admired Belle's character when I was little because she was kind of different from the other Disney princesses. So it's kind of fun to play her.
I think my favorite part about the play is the choreography we get to do on stage. I find that very fun.
And who made up the choreography?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
It's group effort.
Throw in.
My favorite part is getting to be angry like 90% of the time. Well, you know, I'm not supposed to do that like as a person. So yeah.
I love all the chemistry between like all the people that are acting on stage and like all the character chemistry. And then I also really like the choreography just because it's super fun.
Why would you encourage kids and adults alike to come out to see Panorama do Beauty and the Beast Junior?
First, it's just like a fun little thing we do every year. Everybody enjoys it, but then it's like just to get the message out. Like all the plays and stuff we do have messages to them, so.
And what would you say the message is?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
It's always good to get a rep and support for the theater department and get like some donations in, like free will donations for tickets and stuff, so it's always good. Get some
$3 for students and $5 for adults.
Yes, okay. So not quite free will, but
but don't cheap. Feel free to tip, I guess.
Yeah.
Feel free to put in more.
It, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. Would you recommend typically that people purchase tickets ahead of time, or will tickets be able to be bought at the door?
Yes. Tickets will be available at the door only. We really don't have them for sale ahead of time.
First come, first serve.
And when are the performances?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Yeah.
7 on Friday and Saturday, and then like 2 on Sunday.
I don't know you all personally, so I don't know what your involvement has been for Panorama Theater, but how does it feel to be seniors and getting close to the performance weekend?
I think it's really weird to think about. It'll be like our last like stage play in high school, at least, so it's like kind of like closing a book, but it's also like it'll be really fun, like one last hurrah kind of thing.
I didn't have like any involvement with theater in freshman year except for large group speech, so it's been like very different to like what I'm doing now. What I'm in choir too, I'm in like the musical as like one of the like the male leads, so it's so much different than everything like of like just 3 years ago.
Yeah, I couldn't do any of this 3-4 years ago at all.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Panorama seniors Josie Argenbright, Cordell Guffian, Alexandria McCullough, Taylor Rabicus, and Jalen Waddle, and co-directors Deb Argenbright and Chris Helm about their fall musical Beauty and the Beast. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.